Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 30th of March. Starting off with the ECR Minerals, which I think it's appeared here for quite a while. A nice price action over the last few days in the sense that we've been sitting there like a bird on the wire on the 200-day moving average at 2.47 pence and bounced off that today. At least while there's no 100-day close back below the 200-day line, we're looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from back in July, as high as 4.5 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. That might be pushing it a bit, but you might get a move like the one we had November to December. That was around 2 to 4.5 pence, so you never know, that might happen again. Stock which has been slightly frustrating in the sense that should have broken higher ages ago, weeks ago, months ago, but in fact should have moved, I think, higher really in December, but there was this, has been this consolidation that we've had since then. Broken the line of resistance there from January. I suppose you could say we broke it yesterday, maybe the day before, that kind of thing, around the, what's that, the 0.75 level, and above 0.75 looking towards. Now, it looks as though we are clear going towards the top of the June trend channel from last year, as high as 1.2 pence over the next 2 to 4 weeks, maybe sooner, because the logjam has finally been clear there for Echo Energy. Moving along to a stock which doesn't have such problems, i3 Energy. Here, after a rather slow start over November, December, the shares have started to accelerate. I think those who read RNSs might have seen that the company here has been promising its maiden dividend to be issued or revealed over the first quarter of 2021, which by my calculations finishes relatively soon. The initial target here was 12 pence, which is a one-year resistance line projection, top of the channel from March 2020. But we're looking towards the top of a steeper channel there from January up to as high as 18 pence. Once 12 pence is broken, or if 12 pence is broken, the upside certainly valid while we hold above the 20-day moving average in the floor of the January trend channel at 9.25. So above 9.25, up to 12, and then possibly up to 18 for i3 Energy. Time frame on 18, maybe by the end of May, but obviously it depends on what news transpires in the meantime. On to Ironveld, which probably gets the award for the most difficult price action one's seen in quite a long time here. The time before October last year wasn't great, very liquid and gappy. Then post-October, we were more liquid but much more gappy on the downside, which is not what you want to see. And since then, two bull traps through the 200-day moving average and then a bear trap so far back below the late January support. So all over the place for Ironveld. One hopes that the gap today off the lows, off 0.5 pence, mark the end of this horrific period. But at least if you are a bottom fisher in the stock, you've got a stop loss there just below 0.5. You've got the gap higher, which suggests that we've reached the low, and above 0.5, looking towards the top of the channel and the top of the range, as high as 0.9 pence by the end of May. So let's see if that works out, even though I have to admit it's been a horrible chart there and horrible price pattern. Something which is not perhaps quite so difficult, but not much easier either, is Codal Minerals. Here we had the big spike through resistance, which was around 0.12, 0.13, spiked up to around the 0.23 level. We've come back to test old resistance as new support around 0.12, and above what 0.12 now, we're looking for a retest of 0.23. That's said on the basis of all the near-term moving averages rising and the RSI bouncing above the neutral 50 level this week as well. So it looks as though Codal set up for a retest of recent March resistance, and that should hopefully happen by the end of April. On to a stock which is also gapped off its lows. Here we've got it's a rather difficult situation as well. Loop Up Group. Here we've gapped through the 50-day moving average, 20-day moving average, and also the initial March peak there at 86 pence. End-of-day close above 86 should be enough to take the shares up to the top of that rising trend channel from the end of November, as high as £1.10. But more importantly, it means that the recent basing for the shares post-November is finally over. Let's see if the gap there which normally means that the gap higher means that the shorts have been caught off guard. We'll hold and we head up towards £1.10 for loop up. On to a stock which is also jumped well of late, Media Zest. Here at Media Zest, you can see how the shares have gapped up off support, that support being at the 50-day moving average of 0.07 pence. Nearly retested the February peak, that was around 0.17, but the big picture here really is that above 0.07, we're looking towards a March resistance line projection from this time last year as high as 0.35 pence as soon as the end of next month. And maybe push that into May if you're a bit more conservative. But the key here is that 50-day line is held, and perhaps to inspire more confidence, the gap today is held through 0.1 pence. On to a stock which I don't think I've looked at here at all before, but prepared to stand corrected. One Heritage Group, couldn't resist it, even though there's not much of a chart here. But the reason for including it is, one, the unfilled gap from the lows there from January. Then there was a gap down in February and we've gapped up, so an island reversal here. Also, there's a rising trend channel which fits quite nicely from January, running through 30 pence. And above 30 pence, we're looking towards the top of the rising channel, as high as 80 pence over the next 1 to 2 months. Ideally, there's no end-of-day close back below the floor of the gap that is at 30 pence approximately, but probably the spread here rather wide. So if you need to use the 50-day line at 37 as an end-of-day close stop loss on a mid-price basis, maybe that would work too. On to a stock which I haven't covered as much as I wanted to, just keep on missing it, Pharos Energy. Here we've got a rising trend channel, a wide one from way back early last year. What's that? Back in this time last year. That top of the channel looks as though it's heading towards 50 pence. And that could be the target for the shares if we can get a decent weekly close through 25.9 pence, which is the March resistance, intraday resistance for the shares. Only back below the 50-day line by quite a bit at 21 pence, really delaying the upside scenario for Pharos Energy. A stock which has one of our more preferred setups at the moment is Symphony Environmental. Here we've had a gap higher after a bear trap and also breaking the 50-day moving average at 16 pence. End of day close through that resistance line at 15 pence from January should be enough to take the shares up to the top of a broadening triangle from back in December, as high as 23 pence as soon as the end of next month. But in fact, if you look closely, you'll see that was a gap down in earlier this month, and then in fact two gaps down and then a gap higher, so it's an island reversal, which is a bear trap island reversal, which should be a very strong reversal signal. And just to add to the excitement, there's also bullish divergence in the RSI window, so we've got three positives there in terms of there being a turnaround for Symphony Environmental. So it should really be the case that the shares rebound quite sharply indeed. Just three more to go today. First one, a stock which seemed to be rather reticent in terms of rising a few months ago, but now seems to be on its way. Here we've got San Leon, still holding that gap and finding support above the gap this month, hence the inclusion today, and I think several times previously. Rising trend channel from October, heading towards now as high as 53 pence, and that's valid while we hold above that broken February resistance line and the 20-day moving average at 36 pence. Time frame on 52, 53, as soon as the end of May. Moving along to what might be my favourite small cap or micro cap contender of the moment. I'm not quite sure why I like it so much, but the price action here has been absolutely brilliant over the recent past. In fact, I do remember why I like it so much. There was an unfilled gap to the upside at the end of February, a gap down and then a gap higher again in terms of filling that gap. And so we're looking for, that does suggest that the bears here have been caught off guard. Initial target here, the top of the rising trend channel from February, that's now pointing as high as 8 pence. So that's upgraded from 7 pence. And the next target there after that, the December resistance line, which is pointing at 12 pence. So probably 8 pence now are going up to 12 pence. Nice consolidation over the last couple of days. A few people getting concerned that the shares were running out of steam, but in fact, we bounced off the old 4 and 3 quarter pence initial March resistance. And today we've actually had a key reversal to the upside, i.e. breaking yesterday's low and then pushing and breaking yesterday's high. So all that's probably required now, just to be the icing on the cake, would be an end of day close through 6 pence to give us 8 and then 12 on Webis. But a possible multi-bagger situation on our hands there after that unfilled gap to the upside. They tend to be very useful when they come off support. And we'll see if that also works with the Symphony Environmental as well. Finishing off with a former multi-bagger, which is just trying to get its act together now, I think, Wishbone Gold. What looks to be the case now is that we've found support at an uptrend line there from August. That runs through 10 pence. Key reversal here as well, breaking yesterday's low and pushing above it. That could be the signal that the shares are ready to begin a new leg to the upside. And the long-awaited 18 pence target, 18 pence plus target at the top of the rising trend channel, just taking out, well, I suppose retesting the initial highs of the year. Bigger picture target, maybe raising that resistance line there towards 2021 pence, but let's just go for 18 pence at the moment on Wishbone. Time frame on that, the next 1 to 2 months. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.